You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Kimberly. Hello. Hey, come on down. You're the next contestant. What's going on?
I have a question. So I had a bad February. It happens to the best of us. My March is going to be fine. The culture of my team is 80% solid. And they do lots of celebration and that kind of stuff. It's not like I never hear from them at all. We have great trainings. But immediately, like, my upline started this thing with, can you look at these three videos and get back to me when you did it? And I was like, whoa. And I don't know because I don't do that to my team when they've had a tough month. So I don't know if I'm responding inappropriately and I should be doing that. And I will say I'm probably whatever the percentage is that you say, that just give me the point, me in the direction, and I go.
Sure.
So maybe my personality that's responding to that. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing for my team because these are people who are doing well in the company. But for me, I was just like, should I be doing this?
Okay, so I just want to make sure I understand. So you're saying that your upline went to you or went to your team?
Oh, sorry, went to my team.
And said?
Not to my team. I said that wrong. They went to me. They have not been to my team at all.
Okay. So went to you and said, hey, watch these three videos and get back with me.
Yeah. Or did you go to the meeting Tuesday night? Well, I'm always at the meeting Tuesday night. You know, it's just kind of like that kind of stuff. I didn't see you on Zoom. It was just odd.
Yeah. It's, most leaders in network marketing think that it's about intensity. They think that if I can just be more intense, then I can create more desire in my people. And the problem is some just don't have that desire. And so if you like, would intensity work as a parent to a son or daughter who didn't want to be a doctor, right? So if you go to your son or daughter and say, hey, sweetie, have you looked around at any medical colleges yet? And they're like, well, you know, mom, I don't want to be a doctor. Oh, that's fine. Hey, sweetie, I've picked up some brochures on Hampton Medical College. I don't know if you've taken a look, but here, I left them on your desk, right? So intensity doesn't make, you know what, maybe I will be a doctor. And so intensity is not the name of the game in network marketing. It's longevity. And the way that you keep people around longer is to make them feel good about where they are, right? Make them feel good about their level of desire, level of result. Now, the longer you keep them around, the more likely they may catch a desire. Like the longer they stay around the campfire, they may catch a spark. But you being intense on them, network marketing is the most optional relationship they have in their life. They can. It's a little more complicated to get a divorce. It's more complicated to leave their job. It's more complicated to kick out their kids. Very easy to locate that cancel button in the network marketing back office. And so unless someone gave me permission, if someone said to me, hey, Kimberly, I want you to be hardcore on me, man. I want you to beat me up. I want you to be tough as nails. Okay, I'll do that. You know, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you some direction. I'm going to say, go do this, report back in. And I need to see you on that Tuesday meeting. But without that kind of individual permission, I'm not going to increase the intensity on them. Does that make sense?
No, that was super helpful.
Yeah.
I thought I understood you that when I heard you say that once before, but you always have to clarify.
Yeah, for sure. And again, the most perfect role model is the gym owner. You know, the gym owner, if you go in there and you work out for 4 minutes and then eat three bananas or whatever, they don't care. They're just like, hey, thanks for coming, because they really appreciate your membership. And, you know, it's up to you. If you raise your hand, if you went to that same owner and said, hey, I want to get diesel, I want to get ripped, then they're going to point you to a personal trainer. They're going to point you to Pilates or CrossFit or whatever. That's a better way of showing up as a leader in network marketing versus just be, you know, the guy behind the counter saying, lift your shirt, like, wear your abs. How come you didn't do deadlifts? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And so You'll chase a lot of people away with that kind of process.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.